NFL loves him, he could definitely go five. I think people misconstrue Seattle's interest in a quarterback that high, just the way that they've drafted. And the same thing with the Lions. I think they really like Jared Goff, and they've told us as much, essentially. So I would say Anthony Richardson, but he truly is the ultimate wild card because of his upside, because of what we saw at the combine, and then, you know, because you know there's a floor ceiling there that's just really hard to, you know, like wrap your head around.
I think Maggie and I don't quite understand how come Washington and Tampa Bay aren't in this game, especially Tampa Bay maybe to move up. Any chance you're going to put a trade in there that somebody comes up to get an Anthony Richardson if they have to?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think with Washington, you know, this basically boils down to the finances of the ownership exchange, right? If you're it's pretty. Remember, Russell Wilson was traded for before the sale to the Waltons in Denver. It's really hard once that sale gets put into motion, I think, to have, you know, like we think about it just swapping picks, right? But it's, you know, you kind of have to, you know, you've got like people in the finance department and people like the team president or whoever, right? Like Jason Wright, I'm not saying that he would do this, just like, guys, we need to hold off on trading any future first round picks right now, or hold off on drafting this quarterback. Like, because that sale hadn't happened yet, you know? And let's say that, I mean, well, I don't know, what if the owner hates Anthony Richardson? I mean, is he going to, like, bail on that? Just because, probably not. But, you know, you don't want to make that sort of really pendulum swinging move when a sale is going on. So I think Washington's out on that. And they really like Sam Howell. I know they like Sam Howell. And, frankly, I kind of like Sam Howell. Tampa Bay is a different story for sure. They got, you know, Baker Mayfield on the one-year deal. But you get the sense with Tampa Bay that they're sort of in – okay, let's allow the fallout from, you know, losing Tom Brady to sort of play out. You know, we've got the Super Bowl in our back pocket. We've got a little grace period here. Let's let this play out and then see where we stand roster-wise, knowing that, you know, if you add a couple of pieces and Baker's decent and the offensive line is okay, you could win the NFC South, and, you know, given everything else that's out there, you know?
Will, our chat has gone from being impressed by your combination to they're worried for you. They're worried for you.
Yeah.
They're like, is this guy going to crash? I'm like, no. Will's just getting started.
Yeah, just getting started, man.
You got a long way to go. Will, you're the best. Thank you so much for doing this. We love getting to chat with you.
Yeah, I wish you were in KC, hey, buddy.
I know.
Yeah, I know. I wish I was there, too. I actually haven't been to a draft. I bet we went to Nashville in 19. But I haven't been to, like, the location of a draft since 2012, maybe, somehow. It's just, like, we always end up doing these studio shows. But, yeah, I mean, I wish I was in KC. Y'all need a plate of ribs for me and chat. Settle down.
You know, it's a tough job. We're going to have to eat this barbecue for you. But we'll take it seriously. We'll do it. And, Will, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Take it easy. See
Will Brinson, CBS Sports HQ NFL analyst. Yeah, I remember the Nashville draft because –
I wasn't at that draft.
I wasn't either, but I remember the story that Nashville is famous for a lot of things, but it got really popular with bachelorette parties.
Right, and they were all like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, why are all these dudes descending onto this? I bet there's probably a love story of someone who met there, a draft bachelorette party, and then they ended up getting married.
Came to see who the Bears were going to take and ended up with a wife. You know,
like,
I got to
sounds like a Vince Vaughn movie.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be great. Yeah. That actually, I mean, they made 80 for Brady, which is a similar plot, and that got red-lighted or
green-lighted. Honestly, the NFL will take this idea and do it.
Yeah, you just basically, you should trademark that idea now.
Shoot.
The Philly draft, I know you're skeptical about Philadelphia. It was phenomenal
great.
Hit. And there was so much good energy, too, because it was after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, so it wasn't a normal cranky Eagles fans.
It was a great Super Bowl, I remember, because also my nephew was born that Friday.
Oh,
right
wow.
After the first round in Philadelphia.
In the city.
And so good vibes all over the place.
If it was a late delivery and they needed an ambulance, that could have been pretty hairy because it was mobbed.
Luckily not.
Sorry, we can't take her right now. The Eagles are on the clock. Give us a minute and a half.
Yeah, just breathe. Breathe, girl. Right. You're going to be all right.
Although they took Derek Barnett that year. It was kind of a disappointment.
I know. He was a big deal coming out of, what, Tennessee?
Tennessee. They passed on Hassan Reddick, and now they have Hassan Reddick. So, anyway, it all works out in the long run.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
And remember those two kids that met in Nashville and got married?
Yeah, and everyone will always know who the Titans – if the Titans picked – oh, no. Who? Where – they were in Philadelphia. Okay. I would say you can pin it to the exact draft pick and maybe name your child after that pick.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Bryce could be a girl's name.
Bryce is beautiful for a girl or a boy.
Levis could be an interesting first name.
Yeah.
No?
I mean, Hendon is kind of cool.
Hendon's cool. CJ can work for anybody.
That's everybody. There we go. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Okay, a lot more to do here, including another quarterback situation that just refuses to get resolved. Not Rodgers. That's all good. But something else. Not Lamar. Not talking about that. A quarterback situation that just not, it just won't end. We'll give you that in just a moment after this CBS Sports Update with Rich Eichmann.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, Green Bay is starting over, but the acquisition of Aaron Rodgers immediately changed the Jets' outlook. It's been 12 years since they made the playoffs and now have a chance to do something special after GM Joe Douglas pounced on the chance to make a game-changing move.
Aaron's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play this game. And to have an opportunity to add a player of that caliber, you're always gonna look into it and how it fits within our culture, within our team.
The Suns host the Clippers, looking to close out that first round series up 3-1. The Clippers will be without Kawhi Leonard once again. The Celtics up 3-1 on the Hawks with DeJounte Murray out serving his 1-game suspension. And the Nuggets look to finish off the Timberwolves with Game 5 in Denver tonight. The Pirates finally hanging on to one of their own, coming to terms with Brian Reynolds on an 8-year deal worth over $106 million. They're off to their best start since 1992 and have currently won 7 straight and will host the Dodgers tonight. Cale Makar, the Avalanche, has been suspended 1 game for his hit on the Kraken's Jared McCann. I'm Rich Eichmann.
Jim Rome here. Coming up Wednesday in the Jungle, tight end prospect Michael Mayer from Notre Dame and former NFL GM Michael Lombardi. 12 noon Eastern, 9 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio.
If you're young and healthy, term life insurance should be quick and painless. In fact, if you're 40 years old and in great health, $1 million of term insurance could cost less than $30 a month with no exam and could be issued the same day. But if you aren't a perfect specimen, that's where choosing the right insurance agent could save you thousands of dollars on your premium. If you're overweight or have health issues that come with getting older, you need to call Big Lou. Big Lou has the same issues as you and still knows how to get you quick and painless coverage if you have a few extra pounds, have diabetes, or stop breathing a few times per night. In fact, many 40-year-old clients can still get coverage without an exam and up to $1 million of coverage for less than $100 per month. Call Big Lou today to see how quick and painless life insurance can be at 800-379-9528. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-379-9528. That's 800-379-9528 or biglou.com.
Sponsored by Term Provider.
Ray Magliotti here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Hurry and shop the final days of Spring Fest at Lowe's. Right now, get an additional $300 off when you spend $1,996 or more on select major kitchen appliances. And keep your lawn looking fresh with savings on the Ego 15-inch string trimmer. It was $219, now it's $199. Shop Spring Fest today, because Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
While I was lying in an army hospital in Germany, my parents got a letter that said I had 48 hours to live. They even sent a flag to put on my coffin.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I left the military with a traumatic brain injury, and when I got home, I fought depression, anxiety, and alcohol, and had nothing to look forward to.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
With DAV's help, my world changed 100%. I was able to build a new life for myself.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
I'm Adam Greathouse, Army veteran.
But there are more victories to be won.
My victory is just feeling alive and experiencing life.
Adam Greathouse, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Maggie and Perloff, hell of a show we've had today. Fantastic. Carson Palmer on the show today saying Aaron Rodgers has got a lot of work to do if he's going to make this successful in New York because they don't have a lot of time. He's going to an entirely new situation. He's got to, you know, he doesn't have to win over the locker room. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. They're all going to follow him, but they're all going to follow him. He's got to be leading and setting the tone for everything.
I found it interesting, too. He compared it to the Brady going to Tampa Bay situation, pointing out that Tom Brady had some real established older weapons.
Yep.
Garrett Wilson, you know, he had Mike Evans. Garrett Wilson was rookie of the year, but he's young.
They're all young. I think that was partly appealing for Rodgers. But, yeah, his point was Brady went to a clear upgrade. Clear upgrade.
Offensively, yeah.
When he went from the New England Patriots to Tampa. See, I think the Jets are an upgrade. They had a top five defense, and you do have the offensive rookie of the year. Like, I think he is going to an upgrade, but that's kind of a hard thing to say when Green Bay really has the track record of being the way more successful franchise.
Well, I think he went is actually in a downgrade because he's going to the AFC East.
Sorry.
So Tom Brady went to the NFC South. Maggie, we could get a group out in the newsroom together, form a team, and be okay in the NFC South. So yeah. I think that's one reason you could say he downgraded because it's a tough task.
Let's hit the phones. Mike is in Abilene, Texas. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Great. Mike, I spent a lot of time in Abilene because my buddy Case Keenum is from there. Where did you go to high school?
Wow.
That's actually a good question. I was in Case Keenum's district. He was a year younger than me, but I'm actually originally from far east Texas, and I moved out to a little town called Clyde, Texas, just east of Abilene, when I was a sophomore in high school, and I guess that would have been Keenum's freshman year.
Okay, yeah, and you missed Colt McCoy, too.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I just wanted to kind of talk about the playoffs.
I think Perloff has a few more questions about your high school. No, I'm sorry.
Go to the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, trust me, man, there's not a lot to dig out there. I also did play against Colt McCoy, too. He's from right down the road in a little town called Tuscola, which is basically a suburb of Abilene.
Right.
So, anyways, I'm a big LeBron guy. I'm about 36 years old, so I was there for Jordan. I was there for Kobe. Big Jordan fan, big Kobe fan. I'm also a big LeBron fan. I think people just get over it. I mean, yeah, as a fan, there's a lot of things about some of his behavior and antics that I don't agree with. But the 38-year-old with more mileage on his body than any vehicle in the NBA, past, present, or future, just put up a double-double with 2020 against a very young, very good team. And not just a double-double, decisive clutch, again, clutch buckets.
Yep. To send it to overtime and to win it in overtime. Yep.
To send it to overtime, to basically ice it. I know there was a couple free throws hit after his layup in overtime, but I don't know. I'm a huge fan, and, you know, nobody's perfect, but can we just stop, have your opinion, shut up on your opinion, and just, God dang, that guy's good at basketball. And I just wish everyone, he's going to be gone one day. He's not, I mean, he might be invincible. So to this point, he looks pretty invincible, but we all know sooner or later, he is going to have to hang it up. And I just really hope for the people that call themselves a real fan of the sport, before he's gone, please just shut the hell up and appreciate what he's accomplishing at the age he's accomplishing, at the level he's accomplishing it.
Yeah. Mike, I'm gonna hit you with an amen there, because I agree with you, and thank you for the call. You know,
yeah.
We're not LeBron haters on this show. I mean, maybe you a little bit.
No, not at all. I love that he's a dad who tweets from his couch.
Yeah.
And I think he's a chronic small liar, which is great.
Yeah.
But I do disagree with you and Mike. Come on. LeBron has gotten a fair share of credit. It's not like
he does get,
but
no,
I think he has
his haters, though.
Some people in the media, I think, get clicks by going over the top with the LeBron hatred. And that does water down. Like, we're getting to see, like, it's like the end of Jordan. It's a historic thing.
All right, let's get to our shot of the day.
He shoots!
The shot of the day is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos is brought to you by those who drink it. Love us some Casamigos today. Oh, how nice for you guys. Surprise me on the show with a congratulatory cake. The Packers are getting pick 13, obviously, the swap in the first round. They're getting a second round pick in 2023. It's pick 42, which, interestingly enough, is the pick that the Jets traded to the Browns. What is going on in here? Why did everyone just come in and start clapping?
Maggie.
No. What is this? Congrats, Hall of Famer Maggie. I thought I was, like, being held up to dry here. I'm going through the Rodgers trade details as slow as humanly possible.
Yeah,
thank you, guys. Wow. Yeah. It was Dave Marinick and Zach Gelb and Ryan Hickey and Ackerman and Perloff.
Yeah, you got the whole newsroom. All five of us came out.
You had a perfect lead-in, though, to it.
Thank you, guys. I just love how you all came in, yet I continued to try to do the details of the Rodgers trade when you were clearly trying to catch me off guard. It was great.
Yeah, the funny thing, Stu and I planned this, and we thought, let's pretend that you're missing at the beginning of the segment, then you come in with a cake. And I immediately thought of, like, oh, that's going to send Maggie into a small panic if I'm not in there. Just, not because you're worried that you can't handle the show, just worried that I screwed up.
No, or just like, where are you? You wouldn't ever miss the beginning of the show or beginning of an hour. Wow. Thanks. It was great.
Oh,
and
you're
it was
welcome.
Delicious.
No, honestly, we're so happy for you. We were way more proud than you seem to be.
No.
You continually downplay it, but it's really awesome.
It hit me last night. It got into my hometown's Hall of Fame last night. And it hit me last night to have, like, my family and my friends there and everyone saying some really nice things.
Well, I feel like you brought the Maggie and Perloff crew and the fans, the Weedos, the Purple Drankers, everybody came along in spirit.
Yeah, you guys are all now honorary members of the Greater Binghamton Sports Hall of Fame. I know, something you never thought would happen. Thank you so much to Stu Kovacs, to EJ Stewart, to our guest today. Carson Palmer was fantastic. Bryce Young was on the show today. And Will Brinson, you miss any part of that, check out the Maggie and Perloff podcast. Thank you to the Weedos and the Purple Drankers, the callers. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hurry and shop the final days of Spring Fest at Lowe's. Ready to get started on your spring planting? Right now, get select Bonnie 19.3-ounce vegetables and herbs, 3 for $12. Save on indoor updates, too, with up to 40% off select bathroom faucets and vanities. Shop Lowe's today, because Lowe's knows spring. Valid through 4/26. Bonnie offer available in-store only. Actual plant size varies. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only, exclusions.
The Score 1260 is getting social with you. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at The Score 1260. We'll keep you up to date on local and national sports and share recaps, highlights, interviews, and your reactions. Get in on the conversation with The Score 1260 on Facebook and Twitter. The voice of the Central New York sports fan. The Score 1260.
Sponsored by FarmSafe 811.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabbyish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Countless victims of human trafficking walk among us, invisible until now. The Blue Campaign provides a unified voice for those who work to combat human trafficking. It's time to open our eyes. Learn what you can do by visiting dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
In the Jungle with Jim Rome. Weekdays noon to 3 on WSKO Syracuse. A Cumulus Media station. The voice of the Central New York sports fan. The Score. 1260.
He's nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show. Here's your host, Zach Gelb.
From the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Tuesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS is the number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Loaded guest list for you coming up 20 minutes from now. Fresh off the call last night, as Jimmy Butler was Jimmy Buckets with 56 points and 9 rebounds as the Heat take a commanding 3-1 lead in that series up against the Bucks, which is a stunner, as Miami got the 119-114 victory last night. The man that was on the call is the legendary Kevin Harlan. Will join us 20 minutes from now. We will also have to chat some Milwaukee Bucks, and in addition to that, the Aaron Rodgers divorce with the Green Bay Packers winding up in New York, and we have the details of the trade that did come out yesterday. I'm going to go to two guys that are big-time Packers fans and also big-time Bucks fans, and two of my favorites in the business. We'll have them on at the same time at the top of the hour, in Bart Winkler and Ryan Horvat. And then at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, we head out to Kansas City tomorrow for the NFL Draft. We will do our live show Wednesday preview from 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll do the live draft show covered starting at 6 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio with myself, Andrew Perloff, and JR from the JR Sport Brief Extravaganza. And then on Friday will be JR and yours truly doing a 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern time show. So with the draft literally right around the corner, we'll go to a former number one overall pick. He got drafted 20 years ago, and that is Carson Palmer, who will join us in studio. So a whole lot to do today, but first up, producing this extravaganza for the next 4 hours is no other than Hot Take Hickey.
Hot Take Hickey.
Okay. Last night was probably my favorite night of the early postseason so far on the hardwood, because that was a tremendous back-to-back sequence with the Miami Heat finding a way to take down the Bucks, and then LeBron James. Let me just say this. Great job out of LeBron James, because I think Bum Brooks, Dylan Brooks, is insufferable, and this guy is just a flat-out clown. That's what Dylan Brooks is. You run your mouth, and you are biting off more than you could chew, taking a shot at one of the greatest players of all time, saying you don't respect him until he drops 40 against you. Like, who the heck are you, Dylan Brooks? I want to have confidence, but who the heck are you to not have respect towards LeBron James? And then when things don't go your way, wah, I'm not talking to the media. What a crybaby. Oh, my goodness gracious. Bum Brooks, Big Baby Brooks, all the above. Like, this guy is just a joke. And now he's saying the reason he got ejected is because the media made him a villain? And he also didn't talk last night? Yeah, I'm good. So you're willing to talk, and you're willing to talk a big game, but then when things don't go your way, you're nowhere to be found. And I say this all the time. Being someone that has a platform, being someone that has a microphone in front of my big fat face 5 days a week, if you are going to say something and you're going to predict something, have that same energy when something doesn't go your way. Because that's what I actually respect people in the media or in sports. If you're going to make a big, bold claim, and if you're going to take a big shot, and you take a swing, and not only miss, but you whiff in a big way, you got to face the music. And Dylan Brooks, what I've learned about Dylan Brooks, he's not willing to face the music, and it's gutless. So I loved that last night in that back and forth game, because for a while, I thought the Lakers were going to win and win big. And then late in that game, it's back and forth, and LeBron's driving. He gets the shot to fall, which was not an easy layup. And then in overtime, gets that play right over Dylan Brooks, and you could tell LeBron was feeling it. Because I wish LeBron would be a little bit more transparent, but when you are the quote-unquote king and someone tries to get on your throne or someone tries to tug on your cape, it's probably best that you don't even acknowledge people that are so beneath you. But there is a part of me that would just love if LeBron would acknowledge Dylan Brooks's shortcomings even more. But LeBron knows that's beneath him, but you could tell that what Dylan Brooks said, LeBron thought it was extremely disrespectful with the way that he was celebrating late in that game when he had the shot and the layup over Dylan Brooks. And I love the emotion from LeBron James. And I know LeBron, for the most part in the game, like, if you were saying, oh, vintage LeBron game or great LeBron game, you would expect him, ironically, to have 35, 40 points, 45 points, whatever it was. But the way that he took over that game late and the way that he was dominant on the glass and had 22 points, 20 rebounds, and 7 assists, that's what makes LeBron, at the age of 38, there's a reason why he's in a category that is the elite of the elite. Because he could dominate a game in so many different facets of a contest. And this series, it's over. Like, quite frankly, this series was over when Dylan Brooks opened up his big fat mouth. Because you knew LeBron was going to shut up the Grizzlies. And more importantly, not only the Grizzlies, shut up Dylan Brooks. And that's what LeBron has done. There is a 0% chance that the Los Angeles Lakers are going to blow a 3-1 series lead. And quite frankly, I think the conversation starts to develop. What are the Lakers going to do the rest of the postseason? Because you take a glance, at most, this series is going to go to 6 games. I would think it's probably over in game 5, but you never know from night to night in the association. But they're going to get the winner of the Kings Golden State series, where we don't know how healthy De'Aaron Fox is going to be able to be with the finger injury, if it is Sacramento. And also, if you're Golden State, I get it. They've been a dynasty. They've won from every way. They are not a great road team this year. In the regular season, only had 11 road wins. But Golden State is always going to be a tough out. We know the NBA wants LeBron up against Steph. We know that's what Spineless Silver, Adam Silver, is begging for, is a LeBron James, Steph Curry second round matchup. But the Lakers, who could use rest, because we know Anthony Davis is 100%. We know LeBron, even though he's magnificent last night, dealt with injuries this year, is 38 years old. They're going to get some rest, assuming they take care of business, and probably Sacramento Golden State has the feel as if it's going to be a 7-game series, where in all likelihood, Lakers and Memphis is over in game 5. So the Lakers are going to be rested, and the Lakers, as long as they're healthy, they're dangerous. And I didn't think I'd be saying this headed into the postseason. Headed into the postseason, I said at best, the Los Angeles Lakers probably win 1 series. That's at best. And I'm talking about once you actually get into the tournament, not this play-in nonsense, which they were in. But at best, I thought the apex of the Lakers is, all right, you win 1 series. Just because all throughout the year, we've been expecting the Lakers to do something, and the Lakers really haven't delivered. But the Lakers are starting to form together and gel together at the right time. And you just look at the game last night, you know, Reeves continues to be really good for that team. Anthony Davis was good late, even though that wasn't his best performance. You know, Rui's been a good player for them. Schroeder could get hot. Like, they got some players on this team. It's, don't get me wrong. Russell Saleh, I know he fouled out last night. Like, don't get me wrong. This is not a great Lakers team. But we're now in a league where, I guess you could say outside of the Suns, there's not really a super team. And you could debate that on the Suns, but the Suns got to the finals and added KD. So for the most part, this is still dynamic duos. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Lakers can't beat the Golden State Warriors. I'm not going to sit here and tell you the Lakers can't beat Sacramento. And we got to see how the health of both those teams are and how long that series plays out. So it's not far-fetched to say that the Lakers can go to the Western Conference Finals. And then in all likelihood, you're getting the winner, if you are in the Western Conference Finals, of Denver and Phoenix. And right now, even though both those series are at 3-1, I would give the edge to Denver over Phoenix because Denver's looked a lot better in their series in 3-1. And I've been impressed with the way that Jamal Murray's been able to come back in what you could say is the early big moments for the Suns. The Clippers are the walking wounded with George out, with also Kawhi Leonard being out. And Russell Westbrook, I got to tip my cap to him. The guy that Hickey said that bleeping guy about. He's played well in the playoffs. Now, I got to give credit to Russell Westbrook for the way that he's played. But the Suns, they've had to play a lot of minutes. And they have not been that impressive as a 3-1 series lead would indicate. So I'm not telling you the Lakers are going to the finals. But the way that I move the apex for them has gone up. We're heading into the postseason. I said at best one series. Now it would not shock me whatsoever if they're in the Western Conference Finals. Now, talking about shocking, what we saw last night from the Miami Heat was just magnificent. And I did not think heading into this series that the Bucks, you know, the Heat would always be tough because the Heat with Jimmy Butler, even though the record does not indicate what they usually are, we know the Heat are a good basketball team. But for the Miami Heat to be one win away and for this to be 3-1 is bonkers. And I know Giannis has been dealing with the injuries. He missed game two, missed game three, or missed game three, missed game four. Came back last night for game four, if I get that right. Sorry, because the series is 3-1. And Giannis comes back last night after missing two and three, and he gives you a triple-double. Like, if I would have told you heading into that game last night that Giannis Antetokounmpo would have had a triple-double, 26 points, 13 assists, 10 rebounds, and Brooke Lopez would give you 36 points and 11, you would say, with all due respect to the Miami Heat, how many points did the Bucks win by? That's what you would have said. Instead, the Heat have this ridiculous comeback where Milwaukee led the entire way, and at home, the Heat beat the Bucks to send this back to Fiserv Forum with the 3-1 series lead. And Jimmy Butler is just a dog. That's what Jimmy Butler is. 56 points and 9 rebounds. The second leading scorer for the Miami Heat was Martin with 12, one of the Martin twins. And yet, he had 12 and Bam had 15. But Bam did not play that great in the contest last night. You almost, like, forget about him. So you take a look at that, and you see what Jimmy Butler did. That was Jimmy Butler just being an assassin last night. And the Miami Heat are now one win away from going to the second round, where in all likelihood, because I don't think the Knicks are blowing their 3-1 lead, they're going to be going up against the New York Knicks. And Philadelphia, I don't believe in Philadelphia going to the NBA Finals. I don't believe Philadelphia gets to the Conference Finals. And there's more and more pressure that grows on Boston. Because even though we sometimes think the NBA is very predictable, you look at the Eastern Conference. If I would have put a poll out there, who's going to be the Eastern Conference final teams? Everyone would have said it was going to be Boston, it was going to be Milwaukee. I don't think Milwaukee's coming on back. I know Milwaukee a few years ago was down 0-2 to the Suns. They end up winning an NBA Finals. But all Jimmy Butler has to do, who is a really good postseason player, you can even say a great postseason player, and he doesn't have a ring. But what he continues to do, he continues to win with less. That's what Jimmy Butler does. And at most, you get three shots. I don't see how Jimmy Butler in three opportunities, even though I have all the respect in the world for the Bucks, doesn't find a way to get one win. So think about the landscape here of the NBA postseason. The Suns not looking too hot, but they're going to survive in advance. The Nuggets have impressed with Jamal Murray being the complimentary piece to the Joker. Sacramento Golden State's going to be a dogfight. The Lakers are going to be in the second round. And in the East, assuming the Knicks hold on, the Cavs are going home, and the Knicks, who tried to get Donovan Mitchell and then weren't going to give up what the Cavs were, are going to send the Cavs home. The Heat most likely going to send the Bucks home. Philadelphia's already through, and Boston's going to be through. So as we continue this push to the finals, like right now, if you ask me, I would probably say it's Boston and Denver. But a team like Miami is going to be a tough out, and they're going to be a pain in the ass. And Boston knows that better than anybody. And you look at the Lakers with LeBron, it's going to take all you can to take LeBron James down. So this is going to be a crazy rest of the postseason if how we think this is going to hold does hold in the first round. Hickey, last night was just a phenomenal night with the Butler comeback and what LeBron was able to do. It was really fun to watch. Let me just simply ask you this, because I do think the Lakers can now make the Western Conference Final. And when you look at the Heat, I would assume that everyone's going to pick them, even though they're 8 seed, if they go up against the Knicks, who are a 5 seed. How far do you think the Heat and the Lakers can go with the way that you evaluate things? Go ahead.
Ooh, I would say for the Heat, I do think the Knicks would give them a hard time. I think the Knicks would win that series. So I think they'd win the series. Yeah, I don't think it's surprising.
Well, I think both those teams are extremely scrappy. We know that, and I love what the Knicks are doing with Brunson and Josh Hart. I would just, even though it's a tricky game, I just trust the best player in that series, and that's Jimmy Butler.
That's fair. I would trust the team and the bench of the Knicks a lot more than the Heat, especially in a 7-game series. And for the Lakers, look, I've been doubting the Lakers. I'll be honest. I was wrong. AD so far, when he's been on the court and locked in, has been really, playing at a high level.
He does get hurt, though, once a game. There is one moment a game where you're like, up, AD's done for the rest of the postseason.
And it's infuriating. And every time, at least me personally, I'm ready to write this guy off and say, screw him. It's not worth it. He's too injured. It's not worth the headaches that always cause, that he brings along. Then he comes off the bench in the fourth quarter, makes some key defensive stops, get some key rebounds and a basket or two to kind of really help the Lakers in overtime, especially when the game. LeBron James, I'll be honest, yesterday, I was ready to write him off. I was ready to fire some mean tweets about LeBron. He had a very bad fourth quarter. He had a very poor fourth quarter. He was invisible outside of taking a charge or two against John Morant until he made that impressive layup to tie the game, which was just incredible over Jaren Jackson Jr. How he got that over his hand, I have no idea. How he got it so high off the backboard and fall in, I have no idea.
When it was released, I'm like, oh, that's going to miss. But I didn't think that was going to go in, and then it did, and it was great. And then also, at the end, makes a defensive play, and I know it didn't count. There wasn't enough time left. But the fact that he made the three-quarters half-court shot was ridiculous, even though it was like the greatest shot you've ever seen that didn't count. That was wild.
Cool. Yeah, it was absolutely cool. I said he had more than, maybe he took a little bit less time on the other end of the basket, LeBron. Maybe he could have had that game winner right there.
Look at you.
I'm kidding. He was.
You're just a jerk.
No, but to his credit, I will give LeBron this.
Oh, this is nice. You're going to give LeBron a compliment, the second greatest player of all time, but go ahead.
It's very impressive when you can play so poorly and then when you need it most, get it.
That's what the great players do.
No, I know. I'm just saying, it's to flip a switch when you have to have a basket, have to have it. When LeBron got the ball, I'll tell you this, I didn't think he was making the basket. I did not have confidence
that's why they
he was going to make the shot to give the Lakers or send the game to overtime.
But here's the wild part. Either the Heat or Knicks are going to be in the conference finals. I probably said, yeah. What were you smoking if you would have told me that before the postseason? And if before the postseason you would say that the Lakers are going to the conference finals, not that that's a slam dunk, but there's a chance now of it happening. Even you'll admit that. I would have thought you were on something as well. And that's what makes last night so fun, is when most people are thinking in Bucks heat, Giannis is playing, that will get back to 2-2. The other series, I think a lot of people thought that clearly Brooks just screwed that team and they bit off too much that they could chew. And I think a lot of people are rooting for the Lakers in that series. It did not surprise me that the Lakers went up 3-1, but I was surprised with how the Bucks were dominant in that game, how they were not able to close that out. But we could be talking about, in more than a few weeks, is how long this postseason goes on, a Heat-Knicks. One of those teams going to the conference finals, depending on the results of that, and the Lakers being the Western Conference Finals, going up against the Suns or the Nuggets. Just wild. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Kevin Harlan joins us next.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-826-9895. That's 800-826-9895 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-826-9895. That's 800-826-9895. 800-826-9895.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Score 1260 interrupts this program to bring you coverage of a live sporting event.
This is the Syracuse Mets pregame show.
Over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or...
The Score 1260 interrupts this program to bring you coverage of a live sporting event.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Fifth Third Field in Toledo, Ohio. Well, the first impression of Toledo this year, it's a little rainy and a little cold. And, well, because of the rain, today's game has been postponed. We'll play two tomorrow. It's supposed to be an early game, so 11:05 just makes sense. Get two seven-inning games in tomorrow, so hopefully you'll be able to grab your coffee, grab your donuts, grab whatever breakfast food. If you're having Stockton, it'll be pancakes for the table. And we'll play two games tomorrow, two seven-inning games. First game starts at 11:05. The second game will start approximately 30 minutes after the conclusion of the first game. So, again, tonight's game has been postponed. We'll have two games tomorrow with game one starting at 11:05. Our pregame coverage will start at 10:50 right in the morning here on the Score 1260. So we hope you could join us for that. But, again, tonight's game has been postponed. We'll play two tomorrow. That's going to do it for us for the ballpark. Pretty simple one tonight. For Paul Leston and Evan Stockton, I'm Michael Tricarico saying so long, and thanks for listening to Syracuse Mets Baseball on the Score 1260. Now we'll return to regularly scheduled programming.
doctor call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, or a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-781-1815. That's 800-781-1815. Again, 800-781-1815.